The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. You got it Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. I often say it's no fun when you're not here. So welcome aboard. Glad you are with us. And speaking of glad you are with us, one of our longtime advertisers, friends of WAVA, is my guest right now, A-Action Home Services. You've heard about them frequently, and hopefully many of you have used their outstanding services in a number of different areas and ways in taking care of your homes and so forth. And joining us to talk more about the business and how it all began, Chuck Teets. Now, Chuck is, as I say, a longtime advertiser and kind of a part of our family here at WAVA. And, Chuck, it's great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This is a first.
Indeed. Well, maybe it's been one we waited too long to do, but I'm glad we're doing it now. I really am. And before we get into some of your own fascinating history as a business person, from your perspective as a business, what is COVID-19 doing? How has it affected you as a business?
Some people are very paranoid about it, so we're doing everything we can to make sure they're comfortable, including the standard gloves and washing of the hands, and we have sanitizers in the trucks, and we have the face mask, and we keep our distancing. And the work that needs to be done, we're essential business, so we're taking care of it. We're keeping the air conditioners running, we're keeping the lights on, we're keeping the plumbing flowing.
Boy, those are important. All of us need them. Tell us a bit about your own story, how this all began for you a long time ago. And I guess you kind of grew into the business in different parts of it through the years, right?
Yeah, I started out as an electrician and started a company just doing wiring new houses. Then I expanded to doing old work. Then I started... I was very successful, probably one of the largest service contractors in the area at one time. I branched out, started buying other companies because I always had an interest in heating and air conditioning. So that was one of the first companies I bought. It was a heating and air conditioning company. And then I bought other heating and air conditioning companies. And over the past 45 years, I was up to 80 employees. And when we were doing that, we didn't even do plumbing at that time. And so then I figured, hey, I've got all my clients. They're always calling me, and I'm having to refer a plumber. Mm. So I bought a plumbing company.
That's a way to solve a problem. So you really are full service. Heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing. And by the way, folks, their business phone is 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900, aactionhomeservices.com on the web. Chuck, what has been for you the most rewarding of the work that you do for families and for people?
Well, they call us when they have a problem, and we're the problem solver. So their problem becomes our problem. And we take care of it, leave them with a smile on their face. They've probably heard my advertisements where we have 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. What that means to them is, you know, we're not done until your listeners are happy. If they're not happy, we're not done.
And I love the tag you use, problem solved, right?
That's right. We are definitely the problem solvers.
What kinds of calls are you getting right now? Is it basically to maybe have a new filter put in the air conditioning system, or what at this particular time are people most in need of?
Definitely, it's the air conditioning side of the business. Getting a lot of no cool calls right now, and a little free advice for the listeners that have been, you know, they're such loyal listeners. I want to really thank WAVA. They have really helped us. We've been with them going on 4 years now. We've been with you, and the listeners know me by name.
I
really appreciate their such a loyal audience, and I want to thank them very much. But a little free advice right now, change your filters, please, because so many calls can be avoided. Just change that filter so it gets proper airflow across the coils so we don't have to come out there and just take that filter out and put a clean one in. We want to reserve our time for the real technical problem calls.
That's an important point because maybe not a lot of people realize that's one of the do-it-yourself things you can do, isn't it, is change your own filter. I know in my house I change my own filter every 60, 90 days, I think it is. But that's one of the few things we can do on our own. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it's so important. Keep the air clean. I was talking about clean air. You know, we have a couple of solutions for killing germs, bacteria, viruses.
Mm-hmm.
There's been more interest in that since this the virus has been around here, and we're putting those in, and the customers are very happy to get that. It just gives them a peace of mind.
Now, I know you're a man of faith. I know your family is as well. How has your faith informed how you do business and service your customers through the years?
It is a family business, and I oversee the company, making sure that my standards are kept up. We're lucky that our average tenure is about 25 years of our employees, and the reason for that is been in the business for 45 years. Some of my employees have almost been there as long as I've been in business, and so at one time I was 80 employees. And so we've just, over the years, kept the best of the best. We're not that large anymore. And I'm happy to have the good quality control that we have now.
Well, Chuck, it's a privilege to talk with you. It's a privilege to have you as one of our regular advertisers on WAVA. And give my best to everybody there at A-Action. And we all send our respects and our appreciation to you for the great work you do all year long.
Well, I'd just like to remind the audience that we service Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. electrical, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And the reason we can service the whole entire metro area is we dispatch our technicians from their home so they get to go to the closest call near their home and from call to call. So whether you need service in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. for electrical or plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, we're here to serve you. And I can't wait to help you.
You heard it, folks, right here on WAVA. Chuck, blessings on you. Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you.
Okay. Thanks for the interview.
Chuck Teets, founder, A-Action Home Services. He and his staff, as he's already said, standing ready to help you in these, anytime, but especially now during the COVID shutdown. A-ActionHomeServices.com on the web, A-Action Home Services. Or better yet, just pick the phone up and call them at 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900. As he's already said, full service, heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing needs, whatever they are, A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us. Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive."
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A new video was released by the Center for Medical Progress, shining new light on the scandal of Planned Parenthood selling unborn baby body parts for profit. It shows sworn testimony of key staff saying they were being paid for body parts. Unsealed invoices reveal Planned Parenthood's largest affiliate making $25,000 in just 3 months. When asked how much they could make in a year, Planned Parenthood's attorney refused to let the staffer answer the question. Now it's clear this abortion giant has lied to the public and to Congress and is treating pregnant women like a cash crop. The Department of Justice must make this a priority and act. Visit lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon to watch the video.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, and tracking a growing number of tributes being expressed following the loss of one of our great apologists of this century, Ravi Zacharias. I came across several. I don't have time to read them all, but they range from Louis Giglio, pastor of Passion City Church in Atlanta. He knew Ravi personally. He said, "I joined the thunderous applause of heaven." What a great tribute. Christian recording artist Lecree said, "Because of Ravi Zacharias, I had answers to hard questions. I used to find myself on tour rapping in front of thousands of people, leaving stage and coming back to my tour bus, devouring his videos and lectures. And especially did I like the way that our guest this hour put it in his column, Remembering Ravi Zacharias, Helping Believers Think. He wrote, somewhere in college, I came to realize that Christianity wasn't just about something you did, and it wasn't even just something you felt, even more, though certainly not less, than a personal relationship with Christ. I was realizing that the Christian faith was, in fact, true. From Ravi, I began to understand the extent to which you could not only think about faith, but actually think with faith. Great words from my guest, John Stonestreet, president of the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, co-host of the Breakpoint radio program. John, always a delight to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, it's an honor. Thanks so much, Don.
What are some of your own earliest and maybe some of your most enduring memories of Ravi? We shared that brief one there from your column, but when did you get to know him, I guess, become aware of him, and what are some of your earliest memories about him?
Well, I got to know him just as part of my own journey. I mean, as I put in the column there, the Breakpoint column, I had a kind of an intellectual awakening in my faith in college where I realized that I could both think about it and think with it. And Ravi was just one of those guys that I had come across, primarily, I think, initially on radio, his every weekend, you know, program, which ended up, you know, growing and expanding from there. Then in seminary, went down to hear him speak at Moody's Founders Week when I was in seminary up at Ted's, and just used a lot of his stuff. And in fact, the first time I actually met him was kind of a virtual meeting when Chuck Colson and I together interviewed him. It was one of the last interviews that Chuck Colson and I did together in our weekend program called Breakpoint This Week, which we did a bunch of interviews. And I just started by apologizing to Ravi for all the times I had plagiarized him because I had read so much and devoured so much, and especially, though, the turn of phrase, the way he was able to go from a tough intellectual proposition or a, you know, more heady sort of a claim and then wrap it in a story and a turn of phrase. And I had just started speaking and teaching, and I'm sure I plagiarized him, you know, without even intending to do so. And it was just, you know, so that was a big part of the journey. And then, you know, as I started to work more and more with Chuck Colson, and then when Chuck Colson passed away, Ravi and RZIM, you know, so many of those guys, you know, were just so kind to us. Ravi gave a tremendous tribute to Chuck Colson when he passed away. He was a part of several of the projects that Chuck did. Chuck really loved Ravi. Just admired him, and Ravi obviously loved Chuck as well. And so, you know, I just kind of got grafted into that relationship a little bit. And, you know, at the same time, I had gotten to know some of the speakers and apologists and so on that Ravi had surrounded himself with. And so there's just a long relationship there, and I'm just so grateful for the way God used him. And I'm just, you know, the motto of RZIM was always helping thinkers believe and believers think. And you can put me in the believers think category. He helped me do that and do it at a level that I'll be forever grateful for.
You know, I read a comment by another writer who called him the greatest evangelist of our time. And that is, to me, a very unique appellation because he was not only a profound thinker and theologian and apologist, but he blended the two in ways that could bring people to faith. And he did it I've heard him tell the stories, I'm sure you have more than once on his radio program, of leading people personally to faith in Jesus Christ. So it really was never an ivory tower thing where he was simply effective on a college campus or a university campus, right?
I think that's right. I mean, Don, I've been struck, you know, since Ravi passed away, the parallels between him and Chuck Colson on so many levels. And, you know, the number of people whom I've met who got a personal note, a personal email. Chuck was willing to stop and talk to them. And then just last week, I was able to talk with the senior vice president of RZIM, Abdu Murray, who's a friend and came on our podcast, and we talked with him. And he talked about how, you know, traveling with Ravi, going from, you know, conversations with heads of state to Bell, you know, to those working behind the desk of a hotel, and how his treatment of them didn't change. And that's a really remarkable thing. I wish I could claim that sort of love and care for people, the one right in front of me. I saw it live in action with Chuck Colson, and that's the report coming about Ravi as well. And I think that's true. And you could see it even in some of the videos that have been shared widely on social media you know, when he's answering a skeptic, his goal wasn't to answer a skeptic's argument. His goal was to win a skeptic to the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And that's what apologetics should be. That's what worldview thinking should be. We don't think these thoughts about Christianity or with Christianity to kind of vaunt our own selves up or, you know, to kind of smart in the world's eyes. We do it because actual lives are at stake, right? Eternal destinies are at stake. I don't think Ravi ever forgot that.
You also shared that upon hearing Ravi died, you reached out to a friend of your own. And when you talked with him about the loss, I love what he said to you. He said he was struggling to imagine a Ravi-less world. And when I read that, it reminded me that I can relate, and I'm sure you can, because for, 8 years now or so, we've had to struggle with a Chuck Colson-less world. And I think the two parallel, these men left such an immense impact on every one of us.
That's exactly what I thought. That was the parallel immediately in the way that he put it. And you just start to remember those moments after Chuck passed away. And I didn't work with Chuck Colson as long as many others did. I mean, there's folks that still work with me at the Colson Center that were with Chuck for 20 and 30 years. You know, I had the privilege of working with him for, you know, three or four. But he was such larger than life, and he meant so much to me personally. And at the same time, he meant so much to the organization. And at the same time, he meant so much to Christians everywhere. And that's a rare combination, right? I mean, that's like three layers of important or meaningful. And so you just kind of think about it. And the other thing, too, in the podcast with Abdu the other day, we were talking about their voices. And that's one of the things you miss. You know, one thing you could say about Chuck Colson and Ravi, if you were flipping through a radio station late at night and you heard their voice, there was no mistaking it, right? Both of their voices were so distinct and authoritative. And, of course, they both had such a wonderful ability to communicate. You miss that, too, because they're voices that lead. They say things and they make you see further than you did before. And they make you want to go the distance in your faith. And it was hard to imagine that. And I reached out to a lot of the folks at RZIM that I know personally and just shared that, hey, one of the Ravi's best legacies is this team that he put there at RZIM in Atlanta. And there are some remarkable, remarkable young apologists and remarkable colleagues of Ravi for decades. And Ravi to share that platform that way, and even to use that platform to elevate these other folks is a wonderful legacy. I could say the same thing about Chuck Colson. So there is a future. Nobody fills Chuck Colson's shoes. Nobody fills Ravi Zacharias' shoes. But as Isaac Newton said, if I've seen further than most, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. And I think that's what we do. We stand on their shoulders, and we carry on the work that God called them to, and with their lives, he calls us to. And not everyone's going to be a professional apologist and speaker like Ravi, or a professional, speaker and author and commentator like Chuck. But these lives call us to these sorts of things and to do it well. So they're wonderful legacies, but it's hard to imagine. Here we are 8 years without Chuck. Here we are a week or so without Ravi. Their voices were God-given to all of us.
You remind me of something I was thinking of earlier as I was preparing to chat with you, and that is Joshua felt a huge vacuum when Moses died. Yet in Joshua 1, we know the Lord said to him, hey, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you get up and take the people on into the promised land. And I think this is what we need to do, is catch the passion. That I think that's what either of those men would say to us. Hey, we've gone on to our reward, but there's a lot of work still to do, and it's up to you to move it forward. What do you think?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's easy for us to say that I'm no Ravi Zacharias or I'm no Chuck Colson. They would have said that about themselves, or they would have, you know, Chuck, I'm no Wilberforce, or Ravi, you know, I'm no Billy Graham. But God is reading the story, and that's what lives like theirs remind us of. Their stories are unbelievable and phenomenal and inspiring, and they point us to Christ. But their stories are only meaningful inside the larger story of what God's doing in his world through Jesus Christ. And so God elevates these guys. He elevates us in whatever position he wants us in, and we take the baton and run. And I love what T.S. Eliot said. This is the other guy I thought about, Don, with both of these deaths. T.S. Eliot said, for us, there's only the trying, and the rest is none of our business. And that's what we do. We do our best. God's the one writing the story.
Powerful. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Good to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Don. God bless you.
John Stone Street, and of course, he has great responsibilities of his own. The mantle has fallen upon him from Chuck in recent years, as you know, and he and his colleagues are doing a phenomenal job following through with that. We thank God for it, but as we both said, the work still remains, and it's not about us. It's about him, and Chuck and Ravi both would be the quick, I know, both would be the first to say that.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When Peter Jacek was first imprisoned in Sudan, he had high hopes that his own government, the Czech Republic, would be able to negotiate his release. After all, his only crime was meeting with Sudanese Christians to provide aid and encouragement. When it became clear his imprisonment would not be a short one, Peter began a hunger strike. He managed to last 8 days before severe anemia forced him to stop. He realized he had to stop trying to control his situation and instead surrender everything back to the Lord. May we too remember that God is in control of our days, even when we're suffering.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To learn more about Peter's story, request your copy of his brand new book, Imprisoned with ISIS, at vomradio.net.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Checking in on traffic, bumper-to-bumper delays as you make your way southbound on Indian Head Highway, right between Livingston Road and Swan Creek Road. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the slowdowns are due to a work zone and the right lane there is blocked to facilitate the construction. This will add about an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
It'll be overcast and humid tonight with a drenching shower late. Tonight's low 69. We'll see variable cloudiness tomorrow. It'll be breezy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high 82. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm around, the low 73. Friday, we'll have intervals of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. It'll be humid with a high of 88. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Show on WAVA. Hey, if you have not seen it yet, you do not want to miss it. And it's only available for a limited time. We've been telling you about it, but I'd suggest you act quickly. I'm talking about the number one box office documentary of 2019. It's called No Safe Spaces. Now, it's a powerful film that features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, along with, and this impressed me about it, not only those two men, but along with others from both the left and the right, all of whom agree on at least on this point. America has really become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share your ideas. And not only on college and university campuses, which, you know, as you think about it, used to tout themselves as the bastions of free speech and spirited debate, but also now even on social media, Facebook, Twitter, other social media platforms, if you will. And would you believe you have to be careful what you say, maybe where you work or even of all places in our places of worship? Because No Safe Spaces reminds us that no matter who you are or where you are, if you say anything in any one of those venues that the radical left doesn't like, they will come and try to shut you down. Now, if you don't believe me, you know, take my word at least for this, nosafespaces.com is worth your attention and your time, and you can easily get it at a discount right now by going to nosafespaces.com. Just use the WAVA listeners discount code SAVE25, and that, of course, will save you 25% off the cost of the film. nosafespaces.com, discount code SAVE25. Interesting stories, of course, in the news. Eric Hogue, mayor of Wylie, a small city just north of Dallas, Texas, apparently now under fire for telling a member of the city council, you ready for this, that women should not be allowed to pray at public meetings because, says he, the Bible forbids it. You know, there's this kind of aberrant theology that really does no service of any good sort to the church. Here's a mayor who's become kind of his own theologian, I guess. But anyway, Hogue, who was elected mayor of Wylie on May 10th of 2008, and is serving his fourth and final term, happens to also be the pastor of the Cottonwood Church of Christ in Wylie, Texas. And according to a media report, citing a May 17th email in which the Wylie mayor responds to a request from one Jeff Forrester, the mayor pro tem, member of the Wylie City Council, to have some young men, in quotes, from an organization called Youth with a Mission, many of you know that, YWIM, pray at the council's May 26th meeting. Now, again, many of you already know YWAM, as we call it, or Youth with a Mission, a global volunteer movement of Christians from many backgrounds, cultures, age groups, Christian traditions. It's been around for decades. It's done some great work, evangelism and spreading the gospel all over the world and serving in other ways as well. I believe it was founded by Lorne Cunningham many, many years ago. And I believe my sister took a trip with them during her college years, some time ago now, of course. But the members of this group, Youth with a Mission, according to Jeff Forrester, had been walking through the city and praying for the citizens, and he saw this as a great testimony and testament to the youth and their commitment to Christ, their devotion to the Lord. Hogue, who verified with the local media, WFAA, that the email was authentic, approved Forrester's request, but he had a caveat in his email.
He actually wrote in the email, "All I ask is that those leading the public prayer be young men at council meetings." He says, "As a preacher for the Cottonwood Church of Christ, we take two verses below literally." And then he quoted, of course, many of you know where he went with it, 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35, Paul saying, "Let your women keep silence in the church." First of all, I see a problem with the mayor there. He's talking about town council meetings. But there's more to it than that, of course. Let your women keep silence in the church, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." And then, of course, he also cited, did the mayor, slash pastor, 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12, noting, quote, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not, I do not permit a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." Now, we could spend the rest of this hour talking about that. We may at some point, not only my own views, but those of others far more perhaps qualified to speak to the issues even than I. But more to the point right now, the mayor defended his position in an interview with the, I assume this is a television station. In any event, he said, quote, "I believe a lady can be president of the United States. I believe a lady can be CEO of a company, superintendent of a school district. But I believe, and this is me," he said, "when it comes to picking someone to lead the invocation at a city council meeting, because of those two sets of verses, I'm going to choose a male." And he also noted that his church practices those biblical positions, which he says should not be in any way interpreted as anti-woman. And he says, "If you attend the Church of Christ, there will not be a female preacher. There will not be a female song leader. There will not be a female that leads the prayer. Now, there will be ladies that teach other ladies. There will be ladies that teach the children's classes. But when we're in a worship service, when we're in a religious service, based on what the scriptures teach, the guys do that." Mr. Forrester, the pro tem mayor, said he was shocked by the mayor's response to his request. He said, "I certainly don't share those beliefs. I think we are all equally created equally in the eyes of God and in the eyes of our government." But he did note that in nearly 5 years of serving on the Wiley City Council, he said, "I've never observed Mayor Hoag ever speak ill of women." So there's a bit more to it, but interesting, the theological interpretations, misapplications, misinterpretations to which even the most dedicated of us can get involved. And it merits more. We'll be back.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As economies continue to open up, investors are gaining confidence that the recovery will pick up steam. And that optimism is evident on Wall Street. As was the case yesterday, blue chips led stocks to a positive finish. The Dow Jones Industrials today jumped another 553 points, or 2.2%. The S&P 500 gained 44, and the NASDAQ Composite added 72. Financial stocks were among the big winners once again today. American Express, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs all rose about 7%. J.P. Morgan Chase was up 5.8%. Oil prices fell on concerns that Russia might let an output cut agreement expire. July crude slid 4.5%. Disney World is planning to reopen in July. The company plans a phased reopening with the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom opening on July 11th and Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios to reopen July 15th. Disney World visitors will undergo a temperature check and be required to wear a face covering. That's your money now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A-Action, 703-922-1900.
It's letter month at Through the Bible, and it's important that Through the Bible hears from you today. Simply go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and write an email note to Through the Bible telling them how much you appreciate the ministry of Dr. J. Vernon McGee right here on WAVA. Now, if you'd rather call them to leave a message or mail a letter to them, those options are also available. Go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and let Through the Bible hear from you today. That's WAVA.com, keyword Bible.
All right. I'm Crow Show on WAVA. We have a few minutes till top of the hour. What do you think about a woman being denied the privilege of praying at a town council meeting? Let alone the larger question of a woman preacher, if you will. And I'm sure many of you have already thought of the incident that occurred with John MacArthur last year back, I think it was in October of 2019, at one of his Truth Matters conferences. He and other panelists were asked to give their gut reactions to one or two-word phrases, and when asked to respond to the phrase Beth Moore, which many of you know is a well-known Southern Baptist Bible teacher, MacArthur replied, "Go home." And, of course, it brought sounds of laughter and applause, but it wasn't funny to everyone, and certainly not to Beth Moore or others who don't agree with MacArthur on the issue. But MacArthur, of course, himself has long held that women and men have different roles to play in the church, and apparently was responding to a controversy back in the summer when Moore had noted on Twitter that she spoke at a megachurch on a Sunday morning. And her tweet led to accusations that she was undermining Southern Baptist teaching, which bars women from holding office of pastor in churches. And then Dr. John MacArthur, and I have great respect for John MacArthur in so many areas, but I read his stuff, as maybe others do as well. Well, Paul said it this way. He said, "Now we know in part, now we prophesy in part. We all see through a glass darkly, even the most informed and erudite among us, perhaps." And certainly MacArthur's in a category of being a true theologian and scholar. But he went on to criticize Paula White, as you know, and a close advisor spiritually to President Trump. He said he found these women preachers troubling, quote, "because I think the church is caving in to women preachers." And went on to say that the Hashtag MeToo movement was a sign the culture was taking over the church and accused feminists of wanting power rather than equality. Also seemed to compare women preachers to salespeople who hawk jewelry on TV. Now, this is according to one website opinion analyzing what he said in that panel discussion. And when asked if the Southern Baptists were now moving toward, quote, soft complementarianism, close quote, MacArthur replied, "I don't know about the terms. I just know women are not allowed to preach." So here we go from a town council meeting where a woman's forbidden by the local mayor to pray in a council meeting to, of course, the probably centuries-long battle over women in the pulpit. You want to comment? We have a few minutes before top of the hour. You can give us a quick call at 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Two questions, I guess. One, is the councilman right in denying a woman the right to say an invocation at a council meeting? And beyond that, do you carry it further to the pulpit in our churches? What do you think? 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. You can have jump in quick as we have just a window of a few minutes here before top of the hour. I mentioned this whole thing at the Wiley City Council in Texas, and one resident, Mary Shaddix, argued that the mayor, while he's entitled to his beliefs, should not be allowed to influence his government. Shaddix, the woman said, that's the name of the woman, she said, that's his right in his church and his home, but he can't bring it into a government office. And Fort Worth resident Lisa Eller-Joby, among the few who decided to voice her disagreement with the mayor, posted a message on his church's Facebook page and said, this letter is disgusting. Keep your religious views of women at church. Don't bring that trash to city council meetings. Your boy is going to get hit up with a lawsuit from the FFRF. Good luck with that. Of course, referring to the Freedom from Religion Foundation. But my point in all of this for raising the discussion point is this the kind of stand that needs to be taken that does anything for a legitimate understanding of the gospel and the message of the church to its culture? I don't think so. I think it works in reverse. We'll take a break, come back to give you a little more time if you want to jump in with your own comments. Again, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282, or maybe you don't care. What do you think?
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
HD Radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on life-changing talk radio WAVA.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. Daryl in Baltimore, welcome to the Don Crow Show. What do you think?
Thanks, Don. Well, I listen to John MacArthur just about every morning, 9 o'clock. And so I heard the teaching. He was doing a teaching last week on women preaching in the church. And he came from the book of Corinthians, where Paul was talking to the Corinthians about the women should talk at home and whatever else it says. But, you know, I think that the scripture is talking about the women were sitting on one side of the church and men sat on the other, and they were yelling across the church to the men. So I don't think that had anything to do with women preaching in the church. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with women being silent in the church.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the most logical explanations through the years in my own studies I've come across, is that it was a cultural issue that, in fact, you're right, the tendency was for the women to, you know, call out to their husbands, what did he mean by that? You know, what did he explain that?
Right.
And Paul is saying, if you have that kind of question, look, let all things be done decently and in order was one of Paul's cardinal rules in the public worship service. And this was apparently creating confusion and distraction.
Yes.
All right. I appreciate the call very much, Daryl. What do you think, folks? 888-293-9282. I'm not saying we will resolve this centuries-old battle or question, but certainly it can be resolved in your own mind one way or the other as to what you believe. And more to the point of this mayor, who even said, I don't even want them giving a prayer in a public business meeting of the city council. And even if I agreed with MacArthur on this particular issue, which I don't, but even if I did, that would be a bridge too far, so to speak. That would be carrying it out, as one of the man's constituents said, hey, if you want to believe that, keep it in your church. Don't bring it to council meetings. So in any event, the larger questions, there are two in one, and you're welcome to express yourself as to either that you may have. 888-293-9282, and let's talk with Amy. Amy, you're on the Don Crow Show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me. I thought of Deborah in the book of Judges, and God used her in a mighty way, and she even privately corrected men of God when it came to scriptures, if I remember correctly, and she did respect the man's authority going to war. But I also think of the gifts of the Spirit, where they're given, and we're supposed to work as a body of Christ, all of us, in the different gifts that we have, and it's not male or female, it's both.
Well said.
He should be able to speak. That's what I think.
All right. I agree with you. And, you know, Joel prophesied that in the last days, God would pour out his Spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters. You know, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out of my spirit in those days, says the Lord. And you're right. She was one of a number of outstanding female leaders, women leaders, if you will, in the Old Testament. But there are also some pretty significant ladies in the New Testament who certainly were involved in ministry. Now, none were apostles. We acknowledge that. And you can't point to any who were pastors. So, but to use simply this singular scripture of Paul's to build a doctrine is one, I think, is one of the reasons we still have a debate over it after all these, literally all these centuries. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And we will get into this sort of thing as time allows. As you know, we do a lot of other things on the show here. And by the way, you have done an outstanding job with our campaign with American Leprosy Mission, which you got that campaign finished up in such a way that we could actually do some other things now for a few days because you've taken us over goal. 1,000 children was our goal to cure of leprosy with your gifts. You've provided 1,009 of those kids with a hope and a future. So thank you for that. And we'll do more of this sort of thing. Stay with us. We have another hour straight ahead.
ActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year. Totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.